Check your board as the board is done.
She had an interview today.
Loyalty?
Essentially, whatever transpired, whatever happened with the others, with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, was destined to happen at some point throughout Jewish history to their children. And therefore, I believe that the Pesukim tell us that there was a gathering. I want to tell you what will happen at the end of time. Rashi comes and explains what his motivation, what his intention was. Abikesh, the Gadlos says, okay, the Mistapa and the Meshiva is actually something that was fulfilled and actualized. It was a situation of myself and the woman for Klal Yisrael. In the tkufa, in the period right before the destruction of the second temple. The modern Messiah's Gittin comes and tells us the famous story of Kamsum Bar Kamsum. Meaning what? That there was a party. The Balabais wanted to invite Kamsum instead, Bar Kamsum was invited. The Balabais arrives, and he sees that Bar Kamsum is sitting there. He says to Bar Kamsa, you, my enemy, my boy is Baba, what are you doing here? Come, come. Get up and get out. On the way, Bar Kamsa said, yeah. Since I'm here, let me stand, I'll give you whatever I need and I drink. On the way, the Balabada says to Bar Kamsa, no. On the way, Bar Kamsa says, yeah. I'll give you half of the suruga. Yeah, he says, no. Kamsa says, I'll give you everything. And Kula Suda said, look, nothing beyond him, all be mocking. Grab him, and he threw him out. Amar Bar Kamsa said, Havel, Bahadi, ask the Rabbana. Since the Rabbana, they were sitting at this party, and they didn't make a machlav. They didn't rebuke him for the way he treated me. Shemani no kamachile. It must have been that it was pleasing, it was acceptable to them. I want to suggest that this Gemara, this exchange between Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, the Balabais, the Rabbanan, is exactly what the Torah over here is alluding to. It has food. There was a gathering, there was a banquet, there was a party. What happened? Yaakov Avinu was going to tell his children that Mashiach is going to come. And then what happened? He became quiet. Just as the Gemara tells us that the Rabbanan became quiet. It is not from the Menushina, and that was from the Almighty. You can't ask the question, why did they not make a machar? The Kodesh Baruch Hu felt this is what was necessary to happen. This was Klal Yisrael's destiny. And ultimately, it was to be destroyed. So Yaakov Avinu perhaps was going to tell the Shlomim that Mashiach is coming. Happen soon in your generation. Just as in the times of the Second Temple, they also thought that the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach is coming. Bikesh, the Gadol says, okay, we have a Beis HaMikdash, we have everything we need, we're not lacking for anything. That's what the Jews in the Second Temple thought. Be patient with God, those are some cakes. They awaited the coming of the Mashiach. But then silence. The Mistalta of the Menushima. The Chachamim, where they typically would have made a Machah, they would have come and announced that what the Balabais had done to Bar Kamsa was wrong. It was terrible. for, based upon our understanding. This exchange, this puzzle of Yaakov calling over his children, wasn't levatala, but rather it was an indication of what transpired with Yaakov and his children, ultimately would transpire with the Chachamim and their constituency. B'nai Israel was a ma'isa avos simal avonim. What happened with the avos ultimately would transpire with their children. Yaakov being their father, Hamidim being shvatim. Years later, the Rabbanan acting in lieu of Yaakov Avinu and B'nai Israel. Kamsa bar kamsa ba'amayis, the people at the party being the Hamidim of the Rabbanan. And that precisely is the reason, says Rabbi Yaakov Kalinowski, is why in the time period of the Kashmanayim did not come and tell the Kashmanayim to step aside. I want to share with you the words of the Yaakov Kalinowski. The Chachamim at that time period, they didn't want that the people should think that the second base of Mikdash and that time period, he had the Ulo HaShalema. And now we have been redeemed. We're about to be redeemed. We have the final base of Mikdash. They didn't want that. Okay, the Heshiru Kamad Varim. And therefore, they let were left to remain many things that screamed galusis, that screamed that we're in exile. For example, says Rabbi Yaakov, Asafah Ikarit Shala'ah, the language of the people was Aramit, was Aramaic, which was the Sfas Hagolus, which was a language of exile. It wasn't Moshe HaKodesh. It wasn't the Sfas of Eretz Israel. The Ar HaKodesh was not placed in the Kodesh HaKodeshim in that time period. And they felt that if Zera David, the seed of David, would have been put as Malchus, as Melech in that time period, it would have given over an impression that we finally have made it. That we're experiencing Geulah. Wasn't that? They wanted to ensure that Klal Yisrael didn't get comfortable with bias shaming. It's so easy to become relaxed, assuming that we've made it, we're there. There's nothing more to strive for. Therefore, of course they knew the halakha. They made sure that it was someone other than Yehuda, so it shouldn't give a false sense of security that this is the Geulah Shalema, the final redemption. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Shiva from Yaakov, Yaakov, even the Klal Yisrael, that the Shvatim shouldn't think that the Geulah is upon us. And that was the idea of my Sohavo Simon Avonim, that also in the time of the Sefer Beis Hamikdash, the people that were at that banquet, they shouldn't think we have the Bayis Shemi. We have everything we need. No! Don't be comfortable with Bayis Shemi. Ultimately, this is what led to the destruction of Bayis Shemi, because the Chachamim were quiet, just as Yaakov Avinu was quiet. greater example of this says Reb Moshe Frontman. Those 17 years that they lived in the land of Goshen, they lived an idyllic life. They thought that this was utopia. They thought that Mashiach was coming upon them. Perhaps Yaakov was about to reveal that Mashiach is coming. The impending Mashiach. Moshe finds that he says, but sorry, Omar, you need to say the reason why at the outset, even before Yaakov Avinu was dead, and before Yosef and the Shvatim had died, it still needs to be that there is a harshness come up. The reason why now there is a stuma, that their eyes were closed, that they were impacted so greatly by the tsar, by the suffering of Shibud, even though it had not yet started, was it showing, is it mocking us, that they never felt the promise of the Lord in the ocean? The Shahara land called home with everything good. The eye of the toy of the chesed was dependent upon the kindness of Melech and Tzorachim. When you are at the beck and call, or at the mercy, the will of others, whether it's a foreign government, that is godless gadol. That is exile, even when we are living in idyllic society, in an idyllic world, in an idyllic society. Hello, here, Yishmael. And because they never felt this, it came suddenly when Yaakov died. They realized how much Yaakov's presence shielded them from what was their reality, which is that they were living in gods. Now they realized that they would have to deal and relate to Pyro. He says, Yaakov, your teacher was that he felt this. Jireh wrote before his Yaakovship alone, where he shows Paro that without the permission of Paro, none of this was possible. The Torah is now making them a law. It's pronouncing that now that there's a school. Those 17 years that you lived in the trial of the ocean, which is how our parsha begins. The years given moment, in our dollars, things can change. A snap of the finger, We're so excited. God, we hear that Mashiach is coming. Just as it was removed from Yaakov, and that was necessary because my soul was in the body. So too. Going to be destroyed. Don't have a full sense of security. That we're reliant upon American money in Eretz Israel. That means that even in Eretz Israel, we're still in Gaza.